I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You know, it's funny, Kang. Yesterday, the Big Ten schedule was released, and I got kind of fired up to watch some college football. Chris and Tecumseh just got me fired up to go to Vegas.
Really?
I want to go to Vegas. I love Vegas. And it's weird. I mean, not being a gambler, I like stepping to the window every once in a while, but occasionally I'll sit down at a table. But mostly, I think casinos are fascinating. Remember when we did the shows from the D? I had a blast. I had a blast. Plus, Fremont Street. With the entertainers.
Yeah, he called them freaks.
Yeah.
Some are freaks.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I know you love the commotion, the excitement, you know, all the stuff, people moving around, but there's less of that, though, right? I mean,
There is, but I'll still find a way to have some fun.
I mean, Vegas they
didn't close.
Vegas.
Hey, they didn't close that mountain bike trail we went on.
No, that's because no one wants to go there. People don't even know it's open.
Very socially distanced. All right, here we go. Here's our first college coaches poll. I gave you my top five. I came close. Number one, I said Clemson. Number one, Clemson. Number two, I said Ohio State. Number two, Ohio State. Number three, I predicted it to be Alabama. Number three is Alabama. Number four, I predicted it would be Oklahoma. Number four is Georgia. And number five, I predict it'll be LSU. Number five is LSU. Oklahoma checks in at six. Penn State is seven. Florida is eight. Oregon is nine. Notre Dame is 10. Here is 11 through 20. Now think to yourself, where do you think Michigan fits into this window? At 11, Auburn. At 12, Wisconsin. At 13, Texas A&M. At 14, Texas. At 15, Michigan. At 16, Okie State. 17, SC. 18, Minnesota. 19, North Carolina. 20, Utah. UCF is 21. UCF is probably hoping there's not a season, and they will declare themselves national champs. Cincinnati, 22, Iowa, 23, Virginia Tech, 24, and Iowa State, 25. So there you go. That is your first college poll from the coaches this year, which I guess let the debate begin. And yes, I know there might not be a season. 248-539-9797. Okay. So we've talked about this as a topic every once in a while. And when we do, it just gets support because it really has become the rage. Founders Brewery has come out with their first seltzer, the Mas Agave Strawberry, and I will definitely try it. We got back from a week up north, and what I would describe as the two big dogs in the category were sold out just about everywhere you went. And what I'm talking about is White Claw, which I mistakenly at one point thought was White Clam. I thought they were White Clams. I actually ordered a White Clam. And the other one is Truly. And I texted a friend of mine in the industry and I said, is it safe to describe White Claw and Truly as the two big dogs in the industry? And he said, yep. And everywhere we looked, they were sold out. But there's no shortage of seltzers available. Like, those two were gone, But I'm looking at, you know, Corona and their seltzers, Budweiser seltzers, Bon and Viv, and all these different, is it First Coast? I think it is. All these different types of seltzers. I got to find one, maybe it was Canoe Paddler, something like that. All these, and I'm like, I don't even know where to start. So my question is, if White Claw and Truly are the two big dogs, what's the next best seltzer out there? Which one do you like? Maybe for you, you like one of these better than one of the two big dogs. But as I'm staring at this new category, I'm realizing I'm completely clueless. Which one do I grab?
Well, to me, Doug, they all pretty much taste the same. I've had the Bud Light seltzer. I've had the Corona seltzer. I've had, the Claw and the Truly, like you just mentioned. But I think the people will come back to you with the answer, High Noons. At least the people I've been around, High Noon is the right up there with Truly and the White Claw. Not as popular as those two, but it's the next one that I always see around.
So it's interesting because High Noon is probably my favorite, and I have given up on looking for them. I can't find High Noons anywhere anymore. I love the High Noon. I got to find the one that we found up north that I don't think is a big brand, but it was a grapefruit seltzer, and it was so damn good. And I thought it was called Paddler or Canoe Paddler or something like that. But I'll see if I can find it online. High Noons are great. I'm totally with you. They were also sold out, and I'm to the point where I feel like giving up on High Noon because you can't get it anywhere. High Noon is also a vodka based drink too, right? So 248-539-9797, ticket text to the same number. Plus we'll take your texts and tweets and your comments on Twitch. And I'm seeing on Twitch here, High Noon, High Noon, High Noon. Yep. I'm with you on the High Noon. Can you find them anymore? Oh, wow. Sky the DJ is with us. Used to work with us. Hi, Sky.
Hi, Doug. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
I'm good.
Is this topic right up your alley?
So up my alley. I'm like sweating. I was so excited to call you. So you're right. The High Noon is amazing, but it's technically not a seltzer because it's vodka, soda-ish. You need to find Odd Side. Odd Side seltzers.
Yeah.
It's the go-to. But the only thing is, they're so good. They're also hard to find. But the flavors they have, like the pineapple Odd Side, it's super light, but it's not overly sweet. Like, I can't really do the White Claws, because those are super sweet and they leave you with that weird taste. Odd Side is the way to go. They have strawberry kiwi. They have a really good lime one, really good pineapple. And that's it, man. Yeah, it almost tastes like a smoothie. It's like light, but it's a smoothie, but it's not like that sticky sweet, you know?
I'm looking at a lemon, a mojito lime and mint, pink lemonade. Good. Yeah, these look pretty good. I like the flavors. Yeah. I mean, I'm not a strawberry guy. I think I like strawberries. I don't like strawberry flavored stuff.
Right. Right. But this doesn't have like a fake candy flavor. It tastes like legit fruit.
Okay. Okay.
I'm telling you, if I find some, I'll grab some for you.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. I'll keep my, because I was looking at all these different brands, and I, outside of the Claw and Truly, I'm like, I'm just grabbing. I have no idea.
Right.
So,
right. No, you got to look for
Odd Side. Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
How are things going otherwise?
They're going okay. I think about you guys a lot. So you guys, been doing good work, definitely lifted my spirits up many times in hard times, so I think you guys reach way more people than you'll ever know, so I'm so grateful to know you guys and to listen to you every day.
Yeah, you're the best. We miss you.
Awesome, Doug. We'll see you.
Bye. She's a riot. Absolute riot.
She's great, hilarious, and the stuff that's off the air is way better.
Yes.
Unfortunately, that we can't ever say or share, but yeah, the best.
She's been known at times to be inappropriate.
Worse than us. Worse than any, like, honestly. Like,
stuff that can't.
Seriously, like, I'm like, are you? I'm like, you're not, that's inappropriate, Anna. You know, that's what I'd have to say sometimes. Right. Come on.
She was also a beauty queen and a hockey goalie. And now she's just retired from the business and is churning out children. Cute kids. 248-539-9797. Robert in Bloomfield, you're next. Hi, Robert.
Hi, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
You guys are spot on with all the seltzers tasting the same. With the shutdown, I definitely tasted them all. You're right. Bud Light, the Coronas, Claws, Trulies, all of them. You're right. I like the High Noons the best. You got us there, too.
Yep.
What I did recently try, I caught some flack for, but I spiced it up. I did the, you know, the shot of vodka logic with the seltzers. I used that theory, and I discovered two chicks margarita cans.
I just brought this up. I just brought up a picture, okay, because I saw what you were going to say. Yeah. Not only is the name two chicks, the can could not be less masculine.
Here we go. Here's how we flip the script on them. I put a shot of tequila in it to use that same logic, and then put a little bit of soda water in it. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You almost are getting, like, the tequila flavor.
Yeah.
Without the bite, and you get the 5% mixer with it too, but it's called Two Chicks, so it's fine.
All right, gotcha. So Two Chicks, if they're out of the big dogs, look to Two Chicks.
You know how many times I've asked for Two Chicks, never got it? Like, honestly, man, I'm sick of getting rejected.
Yeah, no, thanks, guys. Love it.
Appreciate it.
Yes, I'd like Two Chicks, please. Here's my ID.
And some tequila.
Well, of course.
Outside of the big dogs, Truly and White Claw, what is the next best seltzer? You perhaps have run into the same problem I have.
So you're into the seltzer now, by the way?
I'm getting into it. I'm getting there. High Noon, though. High Noon, which is vodka-based, which I don't know if that technically counts, but
it's no.
High
it's
Noon got, is my go-to. You just can't get them anywhere. They're always sold out.
As long as it's a carbonated, like, sparkling water, that counts as a hard seltzer.
All right.
So if it's vodka or whatever.
Like, your phone calls and feedback in a moment. You're talking about the seltzer craze. Founders has come out with its first seltzer, the Mas Agave. You know, it's funny because a couple of years ago, I was vacationing with some of my wife's relatives, worked for a worked for Budweiser. And we were talking, and he said, yeah, this stuff is taking over. And we're going to get in the game. And so they have now with the Bud Light seltzers. I think Corona's flavors look the best. But I found myself staring, you know, we were on vacation. I'm at a grocery store. My wife says, you know, go get some of the White Claws. All right, I like White Claws. I'll get some White Claws. And I get there, and they're gone. Truly's gone. And in fact, Bud Light was gone. Corona was gone. And I'm looking at all these brands, this, you know, First Coast and Bon and Viv, and they didn't have any High Noons, which I'm a big fan of. But there was no shortage of different kind of seltzers. And I'm like, all right, if I'm going off brand here, what do you get? We've had some interesting suggestions.
I'm glad you brought this up because it's different from obviously the craft beer, because those flavors can really differ, right?
Yep.
Because you get overwhelmed. You look at them, you're like, what the hell? I have no idea what to pick, right?
Yep.
And with the seltzers, it can be somewhat the same because there's so many of them now. Everyone's got one, right?
Yep.
But to me, like I said, they mostly taste the same. I mean, there are ones like you said, that at least a High Noon is vodka.
Yeah, right? And I mean, my beer guy just texted me and said, High Noons are out. They're vodka-based. You can't,
But they're like carbonated, right? So I think they count as seltzer. I think they even refer to themselves as seltzers, don't they?
Go
to the website?
They might. I didn't go to the High Noon website. But anyway, what's the next best seltzer? I'm going to have to look up the, because I remember when Corona came out, the seltzer brand, their flavors looked really, really good. Sorry, I'm doing a quick search here.
Well, I mean, what do you mean by that? Like, aren't they all just fruit-based?
Well, here's why I guess I liked. They all sounded good to me because I don't like strawberry, and I'm not a huge cherry fan. Now, I like strawberries and cherries, but I do not like the when you have flavors. Strawberry flavor doesn't taste right to me. It tastes very different than a strawberry. Here are the Corona Seltzer flavors. Tropical lime, mango, blackberry lime, and then they have a cherry. I feel like I'd love three of the four of those. And it seems like everybody has a strawberry. I'm not a strawberry fan.
I just feel like everyone, I guess maybe because I haven't looked into it too deeply, but like it's all just a fruit flavor. You know what I mean? Pick your hard seltzer and they probably have a fruit flavor just like everybody else, like cherry. Everyone's got a cherry. Or I guess I don't know if only only Truly's have passion fruit. Maybe, you know what I mean? Have they cornered the market? You can't corner the market on passion
fruit.
On
a flavor?
Right? Yeah, exactly. It's like a fruit, right? No, only High Noon has watermelon, you know?
Right.
So to me, I guess that would factor into it, right?
Yep.
What, you know, what fruit flavor you would like and then find that and then go with that brand.
I feel like the one that I really liked was like just, I've only seen it up north and I'm doing Google searches of seltzer brands and I'm not finding anywhere. I did see this one on the shelf, Vizzy. V-I-Z-Z-Y, I didn't get it. But anyway, here's some of the feedback coming in. Bon and Viv, Labatt, Bud Light, my top three. It's from an unnamed texter. The Labatt Blue Seltzer is literally the only one I'll drink. The mix pack is great. No funky aftertaste. High Noon is overpriced. That's from Adam, the seltzer connoisseur. He signs it. Best tasting one is Two Chicks by far, and then Absolut. FYI, High Noon is out for another 30 to 45 days. What? Hold on.
I don't know how it tastes, but I feel like Two Chicks would be the most expensive. Am I right?
You're probably right. Greg in Allen Park writes, Doug Kang, Smirnoff seltzers are pretty good. We had that, the red, white, and blue. It was good. It wasn't great. It wasn't like, oh, that's my go-to now, but it was fine. Thumbish. It's okay.
Just okay.
The natural light peach flavor are the best, but you've got to be careful because they're 6.5 alcohol. I have to say I didn't like the natural lights. We did try those. I'm a seltzer guy. Bud Light seltzer is slightly better than White Claw and way better than Truly, but the game changer is High Noon. Vodka soda, so much better and still 100 calories. That's from Jonathan in Nashville. I want to revisit this 30 to 45 days. The High Noon is out for 30 to 45 days. Where are we getting this from? I can't find High Noons anywhere. I call a different liquor store every day and they always say we've been out of stock for a week. Unnamed texter, yes, on High Noons, but you can't find, I heard, a distributor issue. The refined pallets of the Downriver area are not yet hip to the High Noon yet. Have Terry grab a bunch next time he's down here. That's from Matt. Red, white, and berry vodka seltzer, the best seltzer I've had. Frank and Macomb tastes like a snow cone. That's the Smirnoff, right? From Keith, Two Chicks, been there, done that, try it once.
Lucky him.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Two Chicks would have like an annoying hangover. Wow. Just wouldn't leave you alone, right? Yeah. Like just all day.
Bud Light Seltzer is the best seltzer. That's from Sean. Blake's Light Cider for the win. Great flavors, 12-pack variety, and same price as White Claw. Apple juice at its core, pun intended.
Speaking of apple juice, did you ever get a hold of that Busch Light apple?
No. No, I didn't. I haven't even seen it.
Like not even advertised. Like like empty shelf, like nothing.
Nothing. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
I mean, we when it got released, what was that 2-3 weeks ago now? We were like, this is intriguing. Not sure what to make of it. But I haven't seen it anywhere. If I saw it, I would have bought it.
Yeah, anyone that had tried it though, they said it was great, right? They called in.
The people that called in really liked it. What sucks is when you buy something new and it's not great. Like that was the problem with Busch Light. The Busch Light apple was that it was like it was in a case. It didn't come in a six pack. That's a commitment. I don't want to have 23 of those things sitting around, or should I say 23 and a half of those things sitting around if I don't like it, you know? You got to give me an exit ramp. I can't, I'm not ready for that kind of commitment. 248-539-9797. Phone calls, texts, Twitch comments, etc. From Rise Gill 12, Corona pre-seltzer brand was the best. Guava lime, passion fruit, coconut. Those sound like some pretty good flavors. Hey, Doug, who will get the start at quarterback for Michigan? That's from Hazard 0230. Look, I think it's going to be a battle that I think both are going to play. Here's my prediction based on just kind of the circumstance. I think both will play a lot in the opener against Purdue. And then we'll find out who's really leading in week two at Minnesota. But I think you will see both Joe Milton and Dylan McCaffrey early in the year. By early in the year, I mean the Purdue game. But as they say, S gets real, real quick for Michigan at Minnesota and Penn State. And I almost feel like whoever gets the nod against Minnesota is the guy that's leading. And if it goes well, it's their job to lose. And if it doesn't, it stays wide open. But I bet you see almost equal snaps against Purdue. I mean, look, they haven't had a ton of practice time. There was no spring. They like them both. McCaffrey's got a little bit more experience, so he'll probably get the first snap, but that could change and change in a hurry. You know, in off seasons, I remember stories about some quarterbacks showing up and, you know, throwing and being at workouts all the time, and others weren't, and it changed the depth chart when fall came around. So, but I haven't heard anything about either of these two being a no-show or anything like that.
Listen, a caller brought this up a week or two ago, and I thought it was a great point, and it might be the same thing with college football and pro football for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
The NBA bubble, okay? There's no fans there.
Yep.
Have you heard this all the time in sports? This guy's just a practice player. He's great in scrimmages. He's great at practice, but when the lights come on, game time, he's not as good.
Heard it all the time.
Okay? Now, there's guys in the NBA that maybe are just great in practice, right?
Yep.
But this is like practice. This is like a scrimmage, like an open run, but you know, with officials, and it means something. It counts in the records. Is there a chance this is football as well? Like McCaffrey, for example. Maybe, I don't know, you know, maybe he's not good with 110,000 people watching him. But when he's out there, it's 11-on-11, just coaches, whatever, he's lighting it up. Is there a chance this is the same thing in football too? You know what I mean? Where the guy's just, I'm just better when there's no people around, really. You know what I mean? I'm just better when the coach, well, I listen to my coaches, I do my job, and I shine, and I help the team a lot easier and better this way.
In Ann Arbor, they call it, you know, he's a State Street All-American, which is where the practice facility is, right? And that's basically saying, yeah, the moment he gets in the big house, the wheels come off.
It's
so
different, for sure. The atmosphere is not the same.
Yep. So is that element going to be taken out of it? It very well may be taken out of it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.